Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. For Americans, July 4th is usually a time of family celebration. Today I'll read two poems from my collection, Jiasmine, for our upcoming July 4th holiday. The first poem is July 4, an ekphrastic poem. I once saw a painting of a sheriff standing against a sawhorse next to people dressed in shorts and t-shirts. All of them were looking in the same direction, and I decided there was a story about a July 4th parade. So I set the poem in a town near to where I live, where I raised my kids in 4-H. July 4. Summer baked, parade ready we stand, hands in pockets or on cameras. We talk askance, neighbor to neighbor, always about the weather and whether any of us will make that window of sunshine to dry our mown hay and if the least of us will throw in the towel. We are a ragged lineup, Midwest plump and unafraid to show ourselves in shorts and t-shirts, propped up in thick-soled sneakers along our small-town street. We are all, or will be, or have been, 4-H moms and dads, 4-H everyone gathered who has ever lived here in this muddy little bottomland. From the outside, our tableau looks like democracy a la Norman Rockwell, only more corn-fed. Even our sheriff's deputy has equal footing as she waits at the blockade. We hold two hopes to be self-evident. As soon as we can, to march from blazing sun toward picnic shade and cold beer. And at next year's parade, to find one another still, against all odds, standing here. The second poem is from 2016, when our country began feeling an extreme shift towards white supremacy, and it coincided with a July 4th picnic. It's called Sweet Land of Liberty. Sweet Land of Liberty. At Devil's Lake, the busiest state park in Wisconsin on the 4th of July, a place I would never go, and never at this peak time, but for a reunion with expats, the long line of cars entering along Park Road is at a standstill, like the bathroom lines where we strangers chat as we stand waiting, part of a summer picnic tapestry. Clusters of families dot the beach lawn in shade and sun, grilling a million meals. Languages from every continent coo to babies in strollers, laugh as frisbees fly, and I am at home in my country, this America, the diverse place I cannot see from my farm kitchen window. High above the lake, I trudge the rocky trails. Hives of families climb, apologize in an array of accents when I step aside to let them pass. I am surprised by their humble politeness, as if I'm not just another American born of immigrants. Back down at the bottom, the lines at the broken bathrooms wrap around the building while mothers merge to help each other's children take a drink of clean water, reassure them that we're all safe together. In our group around the picnic blanket, we are world travelers. I ask one who has been to Turkey, Iran, Turkmenistan, if she feels safe in those places. She assures me she does. She tells me people everywhere are so much alike and want the same thing, to have picnics together with their families. On this day of celebrating our nation, I wonder where our elected officials have taken their picnics, and if they believe in the gatherings of families in public places. For one day, I am in the real America, a place where everyone can freely play together as everything crumbles. You have been listening to two poems from my collection entitled Giasmin, published in 2022 by Water's Edge Press. You can find more of my writing at katherineyoungwriter.com. This is Katherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.